You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Over the weekend, Governor Brown declared a state of emergency in Santa Barbara County, San Diego County, and Siskiyou County because of wildfires. A firefighter in one of those battles was hospitalized for burns. We're going to get an update now from the Deputy Chief of CAL FIRE, Scott McClain. He's on the phone with us. Hello. Good to have you back on the program, Scott.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you give me the update on Brandon Feller? I guess he's the firefighter who was taken to the UC Davis Burn Center.
That is correct. He has been released from the hospital and is now spending time with his family.
So he was injured in the Klamathon fire. That one started July 5th. What's happening now with that fire? And I know a number of homes were destroyed, so can you run down the details for me?
The homes, as far as the amount of homes destroyed at this point in time, I don't have an accurate tally of those. But the fire has grown to 35,250 acres, but it pretty much held where it was during the course of the night.
I think you're getting a couple phone. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear that you're juggling phone calls as you're talking to us. I appreciate how crazy this day must be.
Yes, and you can imagine how busy it is.
Okay, am I okay continuing with this conversation, or do you need to be off the phone? Yeah. Deputy Chief, can you hear me right now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just give me some overall statistics. How many crews are out there on how many different fire lines?
Well, on the Klamathon, we're looking at roughly 2,700 individuals. On the county fire, which has been burning for over a week, we're looking at 2,600 individuals assigned to these incidents. And that doesn't count the fires that are taking place from the Oregon border to the Mexican border.
Yeah, going to the CAL FIRE website, there are a lot of red symbols on the map today.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, Sacramento in the Northern California area, I think the Pawnee Fire is 100% contained now, but what else is happening? The Valley Fire and some of the others in the area.
Right, so we're looking at the Grant Fire down in Alameda County, 600 acres, but it's 90% contained as of this morning.
Okay.
The fire in Contra Costa County, it finaled out 100% this morning. It was 56 acres. We discussed the county fire. It was 90,000 as of this morning, 288 acres, but it's 73% contained, which is good news. They had a large burning operation during the course of the weekend that took care of a lot of the situation. Over in the community of Plymouth, southeast of Sacramento, 790 acres burned just like that. It is now 99% contained, which is really good news. Mm. The Valley Fire down south in San Bernardino County is up to 1,348 acres, and it's grown from 5% to 13% containment. Another fire down there, the West Fire, 505 acres, but it's 92% contained. And then lastly, one fire I want to bring up that's kind of an indicator of what we're dealing with on all these fires, the Holiday Fire.
Right.
It burned 100 acres. It's 90% contained, but it destroyed a lot of homes and structures just like that. These fires are not hesitating. Once they start, they spread very rapidly this year.
How does this early July compare to fire seasons at this point in the past?
Well, let's take season out of the fire season part, because the fires are year-round the last several years. And that's what we're contending with, just because of the climate that we're dealing with. The vegetation does not have that recoup of moisture. 129 million dead trees in the state, as I sit here today, that we're having to contend with as well.
You're also talking about jumping on these small fires very quickly, and the containment rate, even though some do explode and get out of control, as we saw with the Pawnee Fire, it seems like the CAL FIRE response is either faster or with more resources this year. Is either count true?
We are paying attention, as we always do. The foundation of our responses has been laid for many years on how we respond to these fires. So we have the ability to adapt to these incidents quickly, with more resources if need be, depending on where they are, of course. a lot of these major fires have grown due to the inaccessibility of trying to get our troops into those areas. 95% of these fires are 10% or 10 acres or less is what we've been able to keep them at.
Yeah.
95% of these fires are human caused. Mm.
Well, we appreciate your availability. As I said, I know it gets hectic, but to be able to check in with you and have everybody hear where the key fire lines are is really important. So, Chief McClain, I'm very grateful for your time today.
And I apologize for all the chaos first thing, but I appreciate the time given to be on your show.
Well, you gave us a window into real life. We all understand you. That. So thanks very much.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Good luck out there to you and all the firefighters. That is CAL FIRE's Deputy Chief Scott McClain, and you can continue to follow the fire coverage at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.